Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. In today's episode, we will discuss the opening psalm in the book of Psalms and apply it to a married couple and focus mainly on Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 1 praises a character type. The speaker is praising the character traits of a righteous person, or the man or woman who is considered blessed. The speaker does so using vivid figures of speech that supplement each other for three verses, as well as contrasting the first group of verses, 1, 2, and 3, with the second group of verses 4, 5, and 6. Worth noting is that Psalm 1 is perfectly balanced because it begins with three verses praising the righteous individual and ends with three verses condemning the wicked. Psalm 1 begins by giving applause for the individual that has chosen not to walk in the counsel of the wicked. Yet, what does that mean? How would one know that as a married person, you are not being influenced by the wicked? For instance, in society, you have various bad actors that will try to influence, guide, or counsel you into following them into their way of life. They will seek to persuade you into following after them into their lifestyle. There will be bad actors or people with plans that seek to influence you and your spouse with various ideas, social activities that may seem fun, or with financial opportunities that may seem good for both of you. However, by being the man or woman of God that meditates on God's word constantly, a couple that studies God's word, a couple that values the Holy Scripture and keeps the Scriptures always on their mind, will be prepared when social activities that seem fun or financial activities that on the surface seem good arise. They, as a couple, will be alert when they hear various worldly ideas by influencers. A caution light will go off in their mind and as a married man or woman, and they will check and make sure that these bad actors or people will, that seek to influence them with various ideas, social activities, or financial opportunities, do not challenge their Christian principles, morals, and values. And therefore, as a married man or woman of God, they will not walk in the counsel of the wicked, and be like that tree planted by a stream of water, will together grow healthy and fruitful in their season. Thanks for listening. If this message has blessed you, then please share it with a loved one. Goodbye.